Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Kevin Durant basically rescinds his trade demand. He met yesterday with, he met with Steve Nash, the head coach, Sean Marks, and the owner, Josiah, and his wife. And they all determined, KD's agent, Rich Kleiman, was there, and they all determined to continue their partnership, was how they worded it.
Right.
And obviously that means KD is going to remain with the Nets. And it would have been one thing had he met with just Josiah and his wife. But he met with Nash and Marks there as well, which I thought was great because, you know, you needed to kill that noise. You needed to get those two face-to-face on the same page. At least it appears that way from the press release. And so bottom line is Kevin Durant's going to remain with the Nets. Here's what I want to ask you, Ephraim. Did KD make the right decision?
Well, he made the only decision.
Mm.
Right? You ever been humbled before? You ever thought that...
Humble pie. Yeah.
You ever thought that you running something... And, well, I mean,
well,
we just talked about marriage.
So I
can tell you, we've been humbled, both
yes,
of us.
Yes.
But you ever been in a situation where you feel, based on your abilities, your gifts, your talents, you're tremendous on radio, on television? Do you ever felt like I can dictate?
Yes. Yep.
You know, whatever it's going to the situation. Yep. I can move this, I can do that. I have final say.
Yep.
And then you get smacked in the face. Mm. That's the situation I believe that's happening here with Kevin Durant. Now he came out in June, like, I'm out. Trey, his extension for $198 million hadn't even kicked in yet.
Right. Right.
Right. Right.
Think about that.
So he was like, nah, I'm out. Right? I'm not doing this. I'm going somewhere else. Even though they paid him to be hurt, brought him in, gave him a lucrative deal. And then you posture, you peacock, you strut, and you watch a whole summer go by. You watch an inferior player in Rudy Gobert get right. a king's ransom to go to a team where he may not even be needed. I don't know him and how him and Cat gonna play together. It, you know, in a
Cat gonna be out there launching threes.
In a league of no centers. Now you got two centers, right? So you're going through the whole summer. This is where I want to go. Remember the teams I want to go to? Phoenix.
Well, I want to go.
He
gave two, and then after those two didn't do enough to get him, he gave two more.
And you know what? And then it just kept going and kept going. Right. And he was humbled this whole time because—
Look, you make a great point. And here's the thing, Ephraim. He wasn't only humbled. He was humbled on two fronts. He was humbled by his own team because they said, we're not just buckling to, and let me tell you probably what KD's thinking. They buckled to James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
The Sixers buckled to Ben Simmons. The Pelicans buckled to Anthony Davis, right? The Timberwolves buckled to Jimmy Butler. Teams are buckling left and right. And here he is, arguably the best player in the world, and they don't buckle. So the Nets humbled him on the one hand.
Yep.
And then the other teams, yes, the market humbled him. Because they were like, dude, you nice, KD, but we're not breaking up our core.
We're not going to ship our entire team away to get you to play here by yourself.
Right.
You're not that guy. You're not
a
guy.
It was worse than that, though.
Yeah, but you're not a guy that we can put with just pieces and have success.
Well, it was worse than that. Because Memphis was like, we don't even like you and Ja Morant. Right? We're not giving up Desmond freaking Bane. I like Desmond Bane. He's nice as what he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Desmond Bane is nobody's superstar. Neither is Jaren Jackson. They said, we're not even giving them up.
The Celtics wouldn't give up Robert Williams.
Right.
They were like, oh, he's off the table. Robert Williams, Jason Tatum, don't even think about it. So now you as a person, as a human, you got to sit back and you got to, it's a whole something over. Kids back in school, training camp getting ready to start.
Right.
It's September. It's about to be September next week. So now you're like, okay, right? 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, he flew to London. I want so-and-so gone. I want so-and-so gone. I want a new GM. I want a new coach or I'm out. You come back home, they didn't do anything.
Right.
They called Steve Nash.
Didn't even break a sweat.
They called.
A day later, right? They tweeting out,
we
like our coach and
we
GM.
Good. Right, so now that's another slap in the face. So now you got to really look, you got to reevaluate you and your situation. So the only thing he could do is to go to them and get on the same page. Right, that's the mature thing to do, and I'm glad he did that.
Right.
So I'll give him props and I'll give him credit for being mature in a situation where most would be immature.
I agree with you. Like, I agree with pretty much everything you said, and I like, because KD, to his own detriment, could have dug deeper, right?
Mm-hmm.
He could have been like, I'm going to look like a fool. I come back to the Nets with my tail between my legs, and I'm going to give him credit that he didn't let his pride get in the way of doing the right thing. He didn't worry about, how bad am I going to look? People going to talk about me on the debate shows. All these other players who got their way when they demanded a trade, and I couldn't. He didn't let any of that hold him back. And I give KD credit for this, as sensitive as many people think he is.
Well, he is sensitive, though. He's proven that to us. That's not anything we're making up.
Well, here's what I'll say, though. Because I think that's a possibility. But I'll say this about KD. Like, he's able to read all the negative stuff and go back at the people and still go out there and ball.
Well, that's not, that has nothing to do with being sensitive.
A lot of cats can't do that, though.
Like, if you are on Twitter.
I don't know if it's sensitive or is it more. I think when he had the burner account, that's sensitive. Because you hide.
Yeah, but those behaviors are still there.
But when you come out and you put your name on it, you put your face on it.
Yeah.
It's more like, yo, you said something about me. I'm going to call you on it.
It does. It should.
That's sensitive. It's just, I'm not going to let somebody just say something about me and come and not say anything.
It shouldn't even resonate. Hold on. The dude
sensitive
who works,
is it's hurting me.
Hey, man, you're not going.
I don't know if it's hurting me.
I'm about to get sensitive with you cutting me off like this, okay? What you're trying to do is bully me, right, on the microphone. You're trying to show the people that this is your show.
Well, wait a minute, that didn't have any impact.
You're trying to let the listeners know that this is your show, no matter how great my takes are, no matter how poignant.
That didn't enter my thinking.
No matter how poignant my response is and how quick-witted I am, you want the people to know, hey, this is the Odd Couple, this is my show. And I get it. But you're not just going to just loud talk me, right? All right? What I'm saying is, I gotta hop in
because you will take the whole show.
No, I'm just gonna give.
We both know that you will take the entire 180 minutes.
I love to talk, man. That's why I'm in this business.
Right, and I'll be like, You think I'll be like that all night?
You think you just got a little beard? I don't know why you decided to grow that out. I call it a grizzly.
Why don't you give it its proper name?
That thing looks
grizzly.
A mess.
I've been hearing Teddy Pendergrass. Yeah. Things like, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, light skinned Teddy Pendergrass, stuff like that.
That's what you've been hearing. You need to get out more. Anyway, I say KD is sensitive because he is. Because he'll take the time to respond to the most minute thing to anybody. Do you respond to everybody?
No, I don't.
You can't, right? You drive yourself crazy.
Right.
You'll drive yourself crazy. So any announcer, any random guy, any talking head that has anything to say about KD, he's going to lash back.
But is some of that because he is just so into social media? That's his generation, right? You and I didn't grow up like that.
A lot of guys are into social media.
Here's where I would say he was sensitive if it clearly impacted his play.
But when you can go out there, respond,
call people out, and then go and perform to your utmost ability, I don't know that that's sensitive. And you know this, Ephraim, in New York City, there are players that do not read the back page. People tell them, when you go, don't worry about the back page, man. Don't listen to the radio. Don't worry about what people say. That's sensitive. Because if I do listen to it, it's going to get in my head. I'm not going to be able to perform. KD's not that guy.
No, I wouldn't call that sensitive, all right? I'll call that mental weakness. If you let what people say affect you on the court or at your job, now that's a mental weakness. If you feel the need to respond to everyone that has something to say, people who aren't qualified, that's sensitive. It is. It's okay. I'm not saying that as a negative thing. I'm saying it as anything you say that he doesn't agree with, he feels the need that he has to address it. It's not necessary.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I think of myself as a player's guy. When the collective bargaining agreements are up for grabs, so to speak, and there's a lockout or a strike, I'm pulling for the players to get theirs. But I got to be honest, and I imagine you're the same way, having been the next player.
I mean, of course.
Right, being the next player, right, right. But I'm also about fairness. I'm also about what's best for the sport. And I got to be honest, Ephraim, I think a lot of NBA players have gone too far. And I think Kevin Durant demanding a trade, as you said last segment, before his four-year, $198 million contract even begins, even kicks in, is gone way too far. When that team has bent over backwards, gotten rid of one coach for you, hired another coach for you, traded its assets for your guy, James Harden, and watch him quit on the team, done all and given you that $198 million after you played only 90 games in 3 years. We talk about Kyrie missing games. He played more than Durant these last 3 years. And so I think it was a terrible look, a terrible move by Kevin Durant to demand a trade. I thought it was the height of ungratefulness. And I know this isn't about being friends and buddies. It's a business. But my goodness. And I could understand if you were in a horrible situation. You're with the best team on paper in the Eastern Conference. I'm willing to say they're the best team on paper in the Eastern Conference. And you still demand out. So I, Ephraim, am glad that the Nets took their franchise back, because there is something to be said about when you own a team, a business, whatever it might be, you have the say. And they, that's what the Nets did. They took back ownership of their team. Kyrie sat up there after the playoffs lost. They got swept by Boston and said, I'm going to sit down with Sean and Steve and we're going to figure it out. No. They said, no, Kyrie, you haven't done right by us over the last few years. And you've been paid handsomely to not do right by us. You get a one-year deal. That's it. KD, no, you got 4 years left on your deal, dude. Like, what? I didn't get to where I am by just giving in and caving to everybody. So, no. So, I'm glad they took back their franchise. I think this is ultimately good for the players, Ephraim, because I think owners were getting so fed up that the next CBA, it was going to be ugly and still might. But I think this could help the players and soften things because KD didn't get his way.
I tell you what, all hell was going to break loose in that next CBA negotiation. And you're right. I was a professional athlete for 13 years. Very pro player. You know, sometimes our governing bodies in terms of the PAs, NFL, NBA PA, sometimes they may or may not have our best interests at heart. You know, we've had some missteps from the NFL PA.
Yes.
First being no lifetime health care for participants whose bodies will deteriorate.
Absolutely. If anybody should get it.
Makes no sense.
Y'all.
But to stay on topic, you're right. And as an athlete, we're consistently saying there's no loyalty in sports. And that's not within the locker room. We're talking about between ownership and players. And so if you're preaching we want loyalty, right? Okay, we're going to fully guarantee your contract. That's pretty loyal.
Yeah.
Right? That's pretty loyal. We're going to make it a lot of money. Right? All we want you to do is come to work.
Yep.
When you're getting the majority of the things that you want, and then you still find a way to want to cripple or organization, which is what demanding a trade does.
Right.
Because it puts the organization in a position that it wasn't prepared for.
That's right.
They just gave you 4 years, $198 million. They weren't prepared for you to come in and be like, I don't want to be here anymore. So if they appease, if they continue, like we saw it, yeah, James Harden wanted out. Right? James Harden wanted out a lot of places. Ben Simmons right. wanted out. You said it earlier. Anthony Davis, I want out. Once you start appeasing players, even on long-term deals, that's the thing that Kevin Durant wanted to do different than the other guys we just mentioned. The guys we just mentioned was his extension hadn't even started yet.
Right.
They were
what
at the end.
What was the stop? If he had gotten his way, Ephraim.
Oh, my God. It was a wild, wild west.
What's the top Zion Williams?
Right now, who just signed.
I think he could be traded. Right.
Just signed a huge deal.
A month or so ago.
Yep.
And he could be traded. I don't think he could be traded until December 15th.
All-star. Yep.
What's to stop him at the all-star break from being like, you know what? I won out.
Nothing. Nothing at all. And this is something that ownership had to do. Because what you want to do is you don't want to keep deteriorating the quality of the product that people are watching.
Right.
That is the number one rule in pro sports. For any ownership group, the integrity of the game. You don't get to have a game and come back. You know, I don't even want to be here no more. You're under contract, fully guaranteed.
Right.
In 4 years, we have written you checks worth $200 million.
And remember, he was coming off an Achilles injury.
They paid him to be hurt.
The first year, they knew we're not getting a minute from KD.
That's fine, right?
It's fine. And I talked about 90 games in 3 years. Take away the first year we missed the whole season. He's only played 90 in the last 2 years.
Yeah, that's not.
We haven't even played. Come on. You're missing almost half the games, KD. We still gave you the extension.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to, as a professional athlete, sometimes you have to look at yourself.
Yep.
It's not always the team's, not always the teammates' fault. Sometimes you have to look at yourself. And I think that's what Kevin Durant did when he walked back his comments and went back in there and decided, hey, I'm going to be here. What are we going to do?
And look, to your point, I'm going to applaud KD for being humble, right? For accepting, not letting his pride get in the way of him doing what was ultimately the right thing. But to your point, I do think he was forced into it. Well, I don't think this was him realizing, you know what, man? We nice.
At this point.
I've been watching Ben in the gym. You know, Kyrie got a ball. We nice. No, it wasn't that. What am I doing? I mean, come on. I didn't have my greatest series against Boston. Jason Tatum, got to be honest, he got the best of me. Let me go back to the net. It wasn't none of that. I wish it had been.
No.
It was, golly.
Somebody held a mirror. Somebody held a mirror up. You look in the mirror. You don't like what you're looking back at you. Then now you got to readjust yourself. You got to reevaluate some things. And I think that's where he is right now.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Does a great job covering the Brooklyn Nets. None other than Brian Lewis of the New York Post. What's up, Brian?
What's up? How y'all?
Good, brother.
We're good, man. I know you were busy today. All right, let's just get to it. What led to this about face by Kevin Durant, and now everything is good in Brooklyn? What led to this?
Well, first off, I'm always hesitant to say everything is good, right?
I mean, that's fair.
I've learned my lesson from that before. I think what this is more a situation where you got intelligent people in the room. They sat down and they realized, one, they weren't all going to get everything that they wanted, right? Kevin wasn't getting the moves that he wanted. He wasn't getting the trade out. He wasn't getting the guys that he wanted fired. And this was the best situation for all people involved. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not going to have some reconciliation that needs to go on. That doesn't mean that there may not be some things that have to be mended. But in the end of the day, they didn't have better options. He didn't have a better way out, and they certainly weren't going to be better off trading him. So everybody had to get in the room, and cooler heads had to prevail, and they had to come to a meeting of the minds and realize this was the best way forward for everybody.
With the Kevin Durant saga, I guess, seemingly put to bed, that leaves his cohort in Kyrie Irving. Is there still a chance that he's moved prior to the season or even before the trade deadline? Or is this a situation where I'm staying, you know, he's going to stay, we're going to try to work this thing out?
Okay. Again, there's always a chance where Kyrie's involved, right?
Yes. I'm
never ruling anything out, and certainty kind of freaks me out. But I would say this. I was going against the grain back in summer league when I wrote that Kyrie has every intention of being in camp and playing for the Nets, and that's even if Kevin Durant gets moved, right? Nothing has changed my mind on that, and I've talked to sources close to Kyrie, sources within the organization, and that's I'm doubling down on that.
Okay.
I don't see any likelihood or even reasonable chance of Kyrie being moved. And I think he's essentially a given to be in camp playing for the Nets.
Brian, there are some that think, we don't know exactly why Kevin Durant wanted out. I don't think anybody really believes it always was that he didn't like Nash and Marks, right? I mean, that was probably just a ploy by him to try to force the Nets to move him. But there are some that think he didn't want to play with Kyrie anymore. Was as close as they are, that he was just tired of the shenanigans. Do you think there was any truth to that, or is any truth to that?
I don't know if there's truth to that, but I will tell you, and I'm not saying it's wrong. I don't know. But I would tell you this. I think the prevailing narrative that these guys are attached at the hip is 100% wrong. It's not true. They are not attached. Now, they're friendly. They're close, and they're friends, and they get along, and they are supportive of each other. That includes, you know, their various business ventures. But they are not attached at the hip. When Kevin Durant said, I want to be traded, he did not say, oh, well, trade me to wherever you're trading Kyrie. Get us both out of here. Get us both to L.A. He didn't say that. He didn't say, oh, well, find a way to get Anthony Davis back and get me to L.A. and get Kyrie to L.A. That's not the situation. They are moving in their own orbits, and sometimes those orbits overlap. But they are not joined at the hip, and they are not necessarily always in the same orbit.
Okay, well, somebody else who has an orbit on that team is taking up a lot of space, but without any output is Ben Simmons. What is the word on him going into training camp? Is he mentally ready to play? Is his back okay? What can we look forward to from one Ben Simmons and the Nets?
Well, it's tough to speak on his headspace, right? But physically, he's fine. The surgery was successful. He's been not only on pace with his rehab physically, but ahead of schedule at each benchmark. He's doing fine physically. At least that's what I'm led to believe. There are reports that he's even been going 3-on-3 already. So I think physically, they don't have grave concerns about Ben Simmons. Now, his headspace, that's hard to digest until you can talk to him, right? And I haven't had a chance to speak to him directly. I've spoken to people that are close to him, but I haven't spoken to him directly. So it's difficult for me to speak about where his head is at.
Brian, as much as I didn't like Durant demanding that Nash and Marks are gone, I kind of understood, though, about Nash, because obviously he hasn't been great these 2 years. And this is a team that, at least on paper, has championship talent. What do you think there will be, whether it's Nash or it's just bringing in different assistants? I know they've already made some changes. Like, how do you think the coaching will be different? Because they got to change some things to maximize all that talent that they have.
I mean, I think listen, you're right. Guys on the court end up having to make the plays, but I think you're right. That is an under-scrutinized issue going forward. Because, I mean, let's be reasonable. When they looked so much better 2 years ago, you had D'Antoni, who's what, two-time coach of the year, yep, running the offense. You had Ime coaching the defense, and we all see how good Ime was. And Ime reminded Steve exactly how good he was when he outcoached him last year in the playoffs. And not only do you lose both of those guys, but now this year you lose Jordan Ott to the Lakers. And I'm telling you, Jordan Ott did a lot of work on that staff. A lot of it. Now, mostly on the offensive side. But a lot of work. So they're, you know, the assistants on this staff are going to have a lot to make up for, and Steve himself is going to have to improve. He has to. And I think if he does, that's the kind of thing that'll go a long way with Kevin Durant. Because I'm not closing the door on this. Yes, Kevin Durant is currently committed to being here for 4 years. But again, you know, some of the same things that may have prompted him to ask out may still exist if Steve's not doing a good job. So, yes, I think that's a significant factor that people are going to be watching coming into the season, because the staff is the staff at this point. So, I mean, these are improvements that he's going to have to make. I don't think there's going to be any assistant that's going to come in and hold his hand. This is on him now.
Is it a situation where, if they do start off rough, do we get, you know, Steve Nash being replaced, mid-season?
That's hard for me to say. I mean, I'll tell you this. I mean, Josiah obviously backed Steve to the hilt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Kevin Durant says, I want this guy fired, I want that guy fired, and Josiah comes out and says, well, that's not happening. And he publicly backs both of them. But same token, Joe Tsai has generally not had a problem replacing people that struggled and did not do their job. Now, granted, these were, quote, non-basketball guys. These were business guys, because he's gone through a CEO of BSE, that's their parent company. He's cycled through several of them. Every year, he's cycling through another one when those guys didn't do their job. And he has essentially let Sean Marks, the GM, have free reign of his own little fiefdom as far as basketball went. Now, if they're struggling and they feel that Steve is not doing a good job, I don't think Joe Tsai would have any problem removing him. I just can't tell you what the odds of that are.
Brian, before you go, we got about 30 seconds. I've seen this thrown out, I won't say in a lot of places, but here or there. Mm-hmm. Is there any chance this is all a ploy to raise Durant's market value on both ends, but with him and the Nets? Like, you know, now that, teams, we couldn't trade him because everybody knew he was available. Now, does this, you know what I mean? Is there any, you think that's any possibility?
Well, I think it's possible. Absolutely. Listen, here's the situation. These deals, they can theoretically take a long time to get done anyway, right? I mean, you saw how long it took Ben Simmons to get out of Philly when he wanted out of Philly.
Right.
And you saw how long it took James Harden acting a fool in Houston to get out of Houston. All right. So, yes, when you have an asset like Kevin Durant, and he's a huge asset because that contract had no protections in it.
Right.
Didn't have a no trade clause, didn't have a trade kicker, it had nothing. So when you have an asset that great, obviously you want to maximize it. And Kevin Durant did nothing but minimize it and try to tear it down.
Time after
to
time.
To get out of Dodge. Right?
That's our man, yeah. Brian Lewis, New York Post. Great stuff, man. Keep up the excellent work.
Appreciate you, Brian.
No worries.
All right, brother.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.